On a recent Tuesday, I drove through a light dusting of January snow into the foothills of the Berkshires. I pulled off Route 23 in Russell, Mass. To park in front of the Cream of the Crop Farm Store. The farm's creamery manager welcomed me.
My name's Ruben Leinbach. Gerald and I are partners here on the farm.
Gerald is Gerald Reinford. He founded Cream of the Crop in 2014. These days, Gerald and Ruben together are the engine that makes the farm tick. Ruben walks me over to the loafing shed, where the farm's 11 Jersey cows are enjoying the shelter from the wind.
The living quarters for the cows is actually a greenhouse. It's an agricultural greenhouse especially designed for cows. It makes nice ventilation for the animals, and we can close the ends up, and it's very comfortable for them in the wintertime. But summertime is comfortable too, because it's fairly airy when you open it up.
Ruben begins pointing out the different cows. Many have names printed on their ear tags.
Cedar here, she's an old timer too. Moose up there, she's actually part Holstein.
Yeah.
She's a little older, and unfortunately at some point we have to move older animals on. However, Gerald's little boy, Trevor, somehow formed a relationship with that cow. And we had plans of sending her off to auction here about 6 months ago. And when little Trevor heard about that, he just burst into tears. And his dad called me up and said, "Ruben, do we have to send this cow off to auction?" So we decided to hang on to Moose.
Ruben himself does play a bit of favorites. He turns back to a miniature Jersey cow who practically looks like a calf standing next to her much bigger peers.
She's very, very easy to milk, very a quiet, gentle cow. She would be just, if we were to advertise any of our cows as a family cow, she would be the prime animal that way.
Yeah.
Some of the, there's a few that are a little bit skittish, but she's not. She's a very, very gentle-mannered. And it's kind of unique, even though she's small, she holds her own in the herd. She has no problem holding her own in the herd. So she's feisty, but very, very gentle.
Calves are peppered in with the group, an unusual sight on a dairy, as many farmers separate the calves from their mothers at birth to take advantage of the high milk production of the new mothers.
We have amazing, we raise some amazing young stock, because when they're on their mothers, they just thrive. They're fat and sleek and healthy and just really nice.
From the loafing shed, we stroll into the milking barn. Cream of the Crop uses milking machines when they milk the herd, but that doesn't mean they're not getting up close and personal with the cows.
So yeah, we're right in beside the cows, right down alongside them. Yeah, it's a hands-on.
Right, and you're getting them started, presumably, and then putting
and
on
finishing.
The claws.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. There's nothing automatic as far as putting them on, taking them off.
Ruben's milkers are able to connect their milking machines to a pipe that runs the length of the milking barn. As the machines milk the cows, the milk flows directly from the cow's teats into the pipe and then into the bulk tank in the milk house, which is adjacent to the barn.
200 gallon tank there. And then we do all our bottling right in here, our wash sink where we do the glass, and bottle straight out of the tank then.
Cream of the Crop is one of the few places in the state where you can purchase raw milk. In their system, the milk is never processed or treated from the moment it leaves the cow to the moment it reaches the half-gallon bottles that you can find in the farm store. Because they don't pasteurize the milk, Ruben and the team have extremely high cleanliness standards. All raw milk dairies are inspected monthly by the state, and to go the extra mile, Ruben has put together a small lab on the farm where he is able to test nearly every batch before it goes to the farm store. The extra work is worth it to Ruben to be able to provide the community with raw milk.
We grew up, we always had a cow or two or goats on growing up. We always had access to raw milk. Gerald's family would have grown up milking, so they always had access to raw milk. the health benefits of raw milk are rather common knowledge to us. So, yeah, we can't stand the store-bought stuff. So why wouldn't we make it available to others? Yeah. You know, we always offer, if you're here for the first time, you get your first quart free to try it. And yeah, I hear customers out there talking sometimes, you know, they bring their friends in and say, oh, you got to try the raw milk. It's just, oh, it absolutely, there's nothing tastes like it. And yeah, there's a lot of positive feedback about it.
Beyond fresh raw milk, Cream of the Crop's creamery produces a 60-day raw milk cheddar, as well as pepper jack and Colby cheeses. But the product that Ruben is most excited to tell me about is the Farm's line of drinkable yogurts.
That's kind of our flagship product.
Ruben first discovered drinkable yogurt while living in the Dominican Republic in 2006. When he started at Cream of the Crop, he knew he had to take a crack at crafting his own recipe. You can find the drinkable yogurts in Big Y's, the River Valley Co-op, and Cornucopia, with flavors including mango, wild blueberry, raspberry, vanilla, and strawberry and banana. Ruben points out that their use of honey as a sweetener makes Cream of the Crop's product unique.
I do not know of any other drinkable yogurt on the market that's flavored with honey. So it's kind of a big thing, and it is very, very potently probiotic. We did our tests on that, and the lab director came back. He was just astounded at the amount of probiotics we have in there.
For a young farm like Cream of the Crop, operating in a tough dairy industry, it's easy to sometimes feel overshadowed by the large operations that dominate the sector.
Probably the biggest thing in all of that is awareness, the market awareness, being viewable, visible to the market.
Despite a sometimes uphill climb, Ruben finds the work to be deeply rewarding.
Well, feedback from happy customers, putting in a good hard day's work out under God's sun. Working with the ground, knowing that you're providing a good food for people. That's very rewarding.
And what does Ruben do with his time when he's not on the farm?
There's not much of that.
That's the life.
Well, I have a little boy at home that I love being with. I raised my own steer this summer, and I like having a couple animals around just for our personal use. So, enjoy a little hobby farming on the side.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Your hobby when you're not farming is farming.
Yeah, right. Pretty much.
That's a great thing to do, yeah.
I guess for a farmer, there's no better hobby than farming. You can find Cream of the Crop's raw milk, drinkable yogurt, butter, and cheese alongside products from local farms throughout the area, including eggs, meats, jams, applesauces, honeys, and more in the Cream of the Crop Farm Store. They're open 7 to 7, Monday through Saturday, on the farm at 601 Blanford Road in Russell. This local hero profile comes to you from CISA, community involved in sustaining agriculture. CISA strengthens farms and engages the community to build the local food economy throughout Franklin, Hampshire, and Hamden counties. You can learn more about Cream of the Crop and the hundreds of other local farms, restaurants, retailers, specialty product producers, and more that are members of our local hero program at CISA's website, buylocalfood.org. I'm Noah Boston. Thanks for listening.